feed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
They're just finishing up announcing the starting lineups here at Cyclone Arena for this boys game. Mount Home getting some last second instructions from head coach Josh Fulcher before we have the opening tip off, brought to you by Clear Results Glass.
One thing I've learned about Russellville, they have the longest intros ever and the longest halftimes ever.
Yep. By the way, one of the guys I mentioned in the starting lineup, Bryce Beavers, his stepdad is actually Mark Downey, the men's head coach at over at Arkansas Tech nearby.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They got some pretty cool kids. I don't know if you talked about the story about the
– Not yet, I haven't.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah, there's some pretty cool kids and pretty interesting stories on this Russellville team.
I'll try to get through those as we continue on the night. It will be Braden Dewey jumping center for Mountain Home for Russellville. Let's see. I can't really see the number.
Yeah, they're
the
in
angle.
Great. They're in great. When you Mountain Home fans, if you come 23, if you come to Mountain Home and you watch our gray uniforms for our football team, how hard it is to see the numbers, that's kind of what we got going on here.
It is. The tip is won by Russellville. They are moving left to right in this first half. Bryce Beavers with it into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. Now gives over on the right to Villarreal. Ball goes down to, I believe that was Frazier. Now ball knocked away, and Mount Home comes with the steal. Russellville's first possession ends up in a turnover.
Yeah, this is a huge game for these Bombers, Matt.
It is.
This team is they're tied with them right now for, I guess we'll call it second place maybe, or third place in the conference.
For third, yes.
And this is just a big game.
Harris will give the ball to Dewey on the left side. Back to Harris, over to Tate on the right. Russellville currently ranked second in the Class 5A, I believe eighth in the state overall in the latest Arkansas Sports Media rankings. Here is Tate giving it to McLean. He tried to throw it to Dewey. Ball's knocked away, and the two teams exchange turnovers as Russell comes up with a steal.
So how can you be third in your conference but second?
That's crazy, isn't it? Now Mount Home comes up with another steal. McLean's back the other way with it. He goes up for the layup. Good, and the Bombers strike first. 2-0, Mount Home up. 6:52 left to play in the first quarter. Ball is with Frazier. He will throw it over on the left side. I believe that's Villarreal with it. Ball goes up top now. Over on the right side to Beavers. Beavers has it up top. Over on the left side to Villarreal. Back to Beavers. He'll dribble over toward the right. Gives it there to Smith. Back to Beavers.
I tell you, for the red-green color by folks, this would be very difficult to see these numbers, wouldn't it?
Oh, no kidding. Ball goes to Frazier. He goes up for the hook shot. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. McLean with it in the front court. Gives it to Tate, who'll set up the offense. Russellville in the man-to-man. Ball goes over to McLean on the right side. Has the ball knocked away by Villarreal. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Bombers will inbound it with 6:05 left to play in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Tate. Tate will dribble up between the circles. Gives it to Carson. Over to Tate on the left side. Tate will throw it over to Carson on the right. Face out his defender. Tries to throw it to Dewey. Ball knocked away and stolen by the Cyclones. Back quickly they come. Ball is with Beavers. He's going into the lane for the layup. Good.
Yeah, on the offensive side there, you like to see Braxton just take that shot. Tried to do a little much with it, but he's trying to feed Dewey, but just got a little too close. His spacing wasn't what it needed to be, and he just got a little bit too close.
We're knotted up at 2 with less than 5.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Tate will throw it to Harris on the left side. Up top to Carson. Over to Tate on the right. Over to McLean on the left. Up top to Carson. Carson will give it to Tate on the right. Now over to Harris. Harris is going to draw a little contact. So with 3 seconds left on the shot clock, Mountain Home's going to get a fresh 35. A foul is on Kate Smith, his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Cyclones here in the first quarter. 5:06 left to play in the period. Matt Holman and Russell knotted up at two. Inbound pass goes to Tate in the backcourt. Tate will throw it over on the left side to Harris. Up top to Carson. Over to Tate on the right. Back to Carson. Over to Harris near the right, left corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Good! McGee Harris with his first 3 points of the night. 5-2, Mountain Home up. 4:46 left. And back the other way, Villarreal's going in for the layup. It won't go, but he draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line with 4:44 left in the period. McGee Harris picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bombers here in the first quarter. So it will be Donovan Villarreal at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and good. Looks like Kate Smith will check out of the game as he is replaced, I believe, by Jaden Foster. I'll double check that in a moment. Second free throw for Villarreal. No good, but Frazier gets offensive rebound. He will give it to Villarreal over on the left side as, Frazier's going to go up for the two-handed jam. His first 2 points of the night, and we're knotted up at 5-all. Less than 4.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Tate will give it to Carson. Over to McLean on the left side. McLean dribbles toward the corner, goes back to the wing, gives it up top to Harris, over to Carson on the right. Up top to Harris, over to McLean on the left. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Good! Ryder McLean, kind of picking up where he left off against Alma. He's got five so far tonight. Ball is with Jaden Foster on the left side. He's going to give it out. Now ball goes up top to Beavers. He'll reset the offense. Beavers will give it to Villarreal. He's going to try the lob pass. He gets into Frazier. He goes up for the layup. Won't go. And the ball is chased down. Wow, they reset the shot clock on that. Oh, my goodness. And ball goes over on the left side. Putting up the three was Campbell. It won't go. And the ball is going to, it's going to be a foul called on the rebound attempt. They're going to get Cam Frazier, I believe. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Cyclones.
Yeah, that's crazy to reset the shot clock during all that. You know, they were trying to throw the lob, and I guess the ball didn't ever touch the rim, did it?
No, I didn't think it did. But anyway, Mount Home gets away unscathed. They're up 8-5 right now.
Our spot man over here, Dylan, says it did.
Okay. Dewey's alley-oop layup attempt wouldn't go.
Should have been goaltending.
And the rebound is controlled by Russell.
The guy slapped the backboard after Dewey had hit the backboard with the ball. That should have been goaltending.
And now fouls when we call back the other way. Are they going to call out on the shot or on the floor? I think they're on the floor. Ryder McLean picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers here in the first quarter. 3:03 left to play in the period. Ball is in the corner. Now out to the wing, Villarreal, out to the elbow, Villarreal is, gives it to Beavers. Beavers dribbles on the left side. Over to Frazier in the corner. Up top to Villarreal. Has the ball knocked away, but Frazier's there to pick it up. He's going to throw it to Villarreal. He's going to put up the three in the left corner. Bounces around, does not go, and McLean gets the rebound. Tate with it back the other way. He'll give it to Carson. Over to Harris. Up top to McLean. Over to Carson on the right. Up top to McLean. He's going to try another three-pointer. Rolls around and goes in. He's already got eight on the night. He's picking up where he left off.
Yeah, I was about to say, picking up right where he left off the other night.
11-5, Mountain Home up. 2:15 left to play in the first quarter. Ball is with Foster. Now over to Beavers on the right side. Picks up a drill. Gives it to Campbell. His jumper in the right corner, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Dewey. He gives it to McLean, who quickly throws it to Tate. Tate quickly back the other way, throws it to Carson. He's going to try a three-pointer. That won't go, and the rebound's chased down by Villarreal.
That's okay, though. You want Braxton stepping into that. We saw him earlier try to extend and make that pass. You'd rather him take that shot.
Villarreal's runner wouldn't go. Campbell couldn't get the putback, and this time the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Back quickly comes Tate, throws it to Harris. Now McLean has it on the left side, up top to Carson. 1:36, let's play in the first quarter. It's a six-point Mountain Home advantage. McLean with it on the left side. Gives it up top to Dewey. Well, mishandles it, but gets it back. Now it gives it to Tate in the paint. Throws to Carson near the right corner. He's going to dribble to the low block, going up for the layup. Oh, they were called travel.
Oh, we got one ref down here calling a foul and one ref calling a travel. I guess the ref out in front of him, I think that's the right call, man.
Yeah. Levi Uchman, Rhett Gilbert, and also Kobaninski ball checking in from Mount Tom, replacing McGee, Harris, Braxton Carson, and Blaine Tate. 1:22 let's play in the first quarter. Mount Tom up 11-5 right now. Here is Beavers into the front court. Gives it over on the right side to Campbell. He dribbles up to the top. Finds Villarreal going to the low block. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Villarreal. He picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Cyclones here in the first quarter.
This is where the depth of Mountain Home may come into play right here. You know, we can get into the bench, and if we got somebody that's not hot, but we can't do that when we come in.
Ends keep a little too close to that far sideline. It bounces the ball out of bounds. Russell's going to get it back with 58.2 left in the quarter. Beavers walk the ball into the front court. Throws her on the right side. Now ball goes up top to Frazier. Beavers has it once again over on the left side to Villarreal. Ball hit the baseline as Caleb Campbell was just a little too close to it. And a turnover against Russellville. About a 9-second difference between the shot clock and game clock.
I'd be happy if you're Mountain Home up 11-5.
Yeah.
See if we can get one more bucket and then get the switch over as we take over the ball at the start of the second quarter.
Here is McLean giving up top to Dewey. Back over to McLean to Uchman near the right elbow. Up top to McLean. 15 left on the shot clock. McLean drills toward the free throw line. Throws out to Gilbert on the right wing. He'll give it up top to Uchman. Over to Dewey on the right. He's going to drill towards the lane. Now kicks out to Gilbert. He's going to try the three.
Well,
they're going to call him for the travel.
That's the right call.
All right. So
he stepped into. He was going to step into that three and took a little extra stutter step.
13.3 seconds left to play in the first quarter as Russell will try to get one more shot before the end of the period. And now they trail by six. Ball is thrown over to Villarreal on the right side. He dribbles up to the top. 5 seconds left. Villarreal is going to the low block. Has the ball knocked away. And Inskeep comes up with a steal. They're not going to get the shot off, though, but that's okay.
To keep
Russell from scoring one more basket before the end of the period.
Yep, good first quarter.
Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one, Mountain Home leading Russell 11-5. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on February 2nd. Who is ready for spring sports? Representatives from the Arkansas State Mountain Home Trailblazers will give an update on the upcoming season. Local shops will showcase the best gift